Okay, speaking of informative, I'm going to continue to take your calls, but joining me now, as she always does at this time, Dr. Grace Vuoto, former nationally syndicated talk show host, political commentator, analyst. You know her, you love her. Dr. Grace, putting liberals in their place. Grace, how are you?
I am well, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me on.
Listen, there is a huge story about Facebook that I think people need to be aware of, and it would be remiss if we didn't discuss it. But since you are the finance minister, well, basically you run the whole house, but you're also the finance minister and you run our finances. There is now a new provision now that the Democrats, the Biden regime wants to impose. Janet Yellen is all for it. She wants to mandate it. We found out it's now in the $3.5 trillion spending monstrosity, which is this. They want to now spend $80 billion to have the IRS hire hundreds of thousands of new agents and auditors in order to crack down on anyone with a bank account that has at least $600 in it, or anyone who spends over $600 on anything over the course of a year. They want to monitor our accounts, see what we're spending our money on, how we save our money. They are now looking now literally to spy on all of our financial transactions. So when you go to the ATM or I go to the ATM, now Uncle Sam will be looking over our shoulder. It is now the most intrusive, unprecedented infringement of data privacy in the history of the United States if it becomes law. My question to you as the finance minister, are we okay?
You mean, have I been sending money to an offshore account?
That's what I'm saying. I just want to make sure. Are we okay? I don't want to go to jail or anything.
Jeff, I think the only problem we have, like most American families, is that every time a check hits the bank account, it is already accounted for, and the bank account is like a cocaine addict. It just inhales that check, boom, 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 and all the bills have to be paid and what's left. So I think that's our problem.
All right, so we're safe. I just want to make sure. I want to ask you, is it the role of the government now to literally be spying and monitoring practically now all of our transactions? Anytime we spend money or save money.
Look, this is preposterous. That is totalitarianism. There's no other word for it. The government has no business getting involved in the transactions of every citizen, has no business knowing what we spend our money on. And this is just a means to get the IRS to be involved much more intrusively in people's lives. And we've seen what the IRS does. The IRS is selective in its enforcement of American laws. And this would then end up being just another way of, inconsistent prosecution. So some people would get prosecuted and others wouldn't. And then that whole sniff of political bias would taint the IRS even further than it already has in the past. So I think this is another means of selectively cracking down on a few citizens, not all citizens. It's just a backdoor way of doing it. And again, it kind of piggybacks on what I said last week, is that if something like this were to go into effect, Americans would feel more and more that the state is an enemy, that it is an opponent of their everyday lives. We cannot have this.
Speaking of an opponent of our everyday lives, there is a huge scandal engulfing Facebook. The audience needs to be aware of what's going on. There is a whistleblower now who has now come out and spoken out about what she personally witnessed and saw at Facebook. Can you please let the audience know what is there? Have been hearings now the last couple days in Congress, a lot of media coverage, obviously. What is the scandal, and why do you find it so outrageous, and why is it so threatening to everyday ordinary Americans?
Well, look, Frances Haugen, she was an employee at Facebook, and she took thousands of documents. Those documents were the basis of an exposé in the Wall Street Journal. Some of what has been reported, we already sort of new. One part of it is that teens on Instagram are made to feel much, much worse by staying on Instagram. They start to hate their own bodies. It contributes to anxiety, depression, and suicide. So Facebook knows this, that its own platform is toxic to teens. So their own research shows that, even though they always market themselves as a company that is all about getting people interconnected to one another, doing good in the world. You know, that's its fundamental marketing. And its marketing is also that it's about freedom. But it's not true. What we also know, this is what I find shocking in the recent revelations, is that Facebook deliberately fosters political division. So if you click on a news story that makes you angry, Facebook will find a way to feed you more stories to augment your anger. So what we know now is that Facebook manipulates people's emotions. It's not a platform of freedom. It is manipulating you because they have figured out that the emotion that they most want to kindle is anger. Anger keeps people addicted longer than any other emotion. This is news to me. I did not realize this. So think about what's happening in our society. Facebook is feeding stories to people to make them angry. They get angrier and angrier and angrier. What do they do next? They pressured the news media, like we've seen whistleblowers of the New York Times saying, the news is being changed now because we are producing stories to cater to the anger out there. So the news media changes itself to respond and feed the anger. And so the anger and hate in our society grows and grows and grows. This is diabolical, Jeff. Mark Zuckerberg is morally bankrupt.
For example, you're saying, in other words, say the January 6th riot, or as the left likes to call it, the insurrection. If there's a negative piece on the January 6th riot, how these rioters are horrible human beings, traitors, insurrectionists, terrorists, you're saying Facebook will keep feeding them more negative articles. And so you have all these, for example, the left will just get whipped into a frenzy because they just stay on Facebook and they're just being fed one diet of one hateful negative account after another, correct?
That is absolutely right. Now, we know, for example, let's say you're using Google and you Google, I want to buy shoes. You know that Google was going to send you ads for the next 10 days with different shoes for you to view. Even when you've forgotten, you know, you decide, oh, I really don't want to buy shoes anymore, Google will still send you pictures of shoes. Well, Facebook will do that to you. So if you Googled something and it's usually an outrage story that people are engaged in, then in a few days it'll feed you another one and another one and another one. So it will keep you in a state of outrage. So we see that Facebook is manipulating adults. And you've got to consider, if it can do that to adults, what is it doing to teens? And as parents, if you knew before that this is toxic to your children, now we have incontrovertible proof. I'm telling you this, Jeff, as a mom, and I know as a dad you agree with me, we will not let our kids use either Facebook or Instagram or any social media platform.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Grace, putting liberals in their place. Dr. Grace Vuoto, former nationally syndicated talk show host, political commentator, and yes, my better half. I married up. Grace, have yourself a wonderful day, sweetheart, and we'll talk later.
Will do. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Take care. I'm just happy we're okay on the finances front, you know? I mean, woo, I dodged a bullet there. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. I want to ask all of you, what do you make now of this new proposal from the Biden regime? They now want the IRS to monitor all of your bank transactions, how you spend your money, your calls next.